Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Happy summer. It's here. We finally got to summer. And, you know, it's like winter. I like fall and spring a little better.
Yeah.
But summer's already getting to be hot. And, you know, I think as you get older, I don't think you love that hot as much as you did when you might have been younger.
That's a weird phenomenon that you say that, because a lot of old people move to Florida and Arizona. Whew. Why? Because we have air conditioning, I guess. Because, yeah, it's hot in both of those places. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. No doubt about it.
Hopefully they're there for the winters.
Maybe.
Because even everybody gets a little taste of winter.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just, I mean, I haven't made a plan for the summer yet, and we'll see. I'm just trying to get past this week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got to make some serious plans for the summer, because I don't know what I want to accomplish yet. And I hadn't figured it out.
But, are you traveling? I mean, are you going to go
right now I don't have anything on the books.
Are you considering international travel, or you want to stay domestic?
No, I'm not considering getting on an airplane.
Okay, fair.
I don't really want to go on some massive driving trip necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the bad thing when you work for yourself, as opposed to being a company man, when you're an independent contractor, generally, if you don't work, you don't get paid.
That's fair.
And I hate to give myself a pay cut. You know, but I'd take it off for some time. It costs me money to take a vacation, and on top of the money you're spending for the vacation.
Well, ultimately, though, what's the money for? I mean, bills, you got that, but you want entertainment.
Yeah, you know what? But this year is, even though we're getting to be the halfway point of the year, I had a terrible tax bill this year.
Mm-hmm.
I had to buy a medical device I had to buy some hearing things, and that was cash. You know, a whole bunch of money. And I've had some big ticket things. Yeah. I was able to find. I wrote a check for all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why I want to keep working, and I don't want to burn it, because what's next? You know, I don't know.
Jimmy, I feel like you should have at least a week where you don't have to worry about anything. Just go out and just relax.
Yeah, I just don't know where that would be. That's the trick. I don't know where that would be. And I don't know if I want to go somewhere where I'm going to take pictures and have, you know, high anticipation of that. But, you know, I run into roadblocks all the time. Like, if you go in the Midwest, I was thinking about taking this road trip up the Mississippi River. There's one called the Great Road, and it goes up the Mississippi River all the way to the top of Minnesota.
That's interesting.
But it's interesting. I don't know how interesting it would be. And it's a long way, and then once you get there, you got to come back
the same way.
Come back another way. But it's a lot of driving, and I don't know if I want to do that to my car. And then now you've got these Canadian wildfires that are smoking out. Man, it's smoking the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. So that's not very, you know, very thrilling.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then you
have you ever gone?
I don't know. I can just keep thinking about all these reasons not to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be hot somewhere, and I don't want to be cold somewhere. And I don't know.
Have you ever been on a cruise? Have you thought about
it? I have, and I've enjoyed them over the years.
I do too.
But I don't want to go to the Caribbean in the summer where it's just really god awful hot.
And you've been to
Alaska. I've done the Alaskan cruise.
Yeah.
I would go there, but that's got, at this point, I have a little bit of a back issue, and that has a little more walking in it than I would want.
Yeah, that's true. When you get to port,
there's a bunch of walking in port, and I don't know. And if you travel, you know, you go in air travel, you're into a lot of walking. And none of that's perfect. So I'm trying to think of the right thing to do. I don't know yet. We'll see.
You've pretty much been everywhere in the United States.
I mean, that's everywhere I've wanted to go. And if I go somewhere, it would be a return trip of something I want to do.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't know. I don't really know that. I want to go down to the beach a little bit, but I don't really want to go sit, you know, in the sands and all that. I don't know.
Yeah, you've got to stay out of Florida right now because we're getting that Sahara dust storm. So you got to be.
That's coming into Texas this week.
You know,
and you got the smoke coming in from the north.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've always been, but again, if you've got a problem with your back, anybody has a back problem, that's a real issue.
It is.
And so I mean, I would be curious about going to Iceland even, but I know it's nothing but walking.
Yeah, you'd have a lot of that.
There's a direct flight now from Nashville to Reykjavik.
Ooh.
And I don't know. I would even be interested in going back to Paris again. But everything has got a hell of a lot of walking in it, and I just can't do that.
Yeah. I have a bucket lister that I want to hit someday, and that's the Isle of Man over there off the coast of Scotland or wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a motorcycle race I've always wanted to go to called the TT, and it's about a week or two long. And you can stay there on the island, and you can ride the track. But I've always wanted to go there, and I thought I could golf in Scotland a little bit while we were there.
Scotland's nice. I mean, it can be cloudy and stuff. I mean, I've enjoyed that. And I did a lot of driving there. I didn't do a lot of walking.
Well, but maybe that's the trip.
If you go up to a castle or something, you're going to walk.
Yeah.
So, you were driving. Did I ever rent a car? I had a driver. I think I just had a driver.
Yeah.
And you can do that. And that's kind of nice. But yeah, I want to do something that's going to be friendly to my body.
Mm. You can always go to one of those massage shops.
No, I don't. Getting all rubbed on doesn't do a thing for me. There is a point when I used to enjoy that, but not.
Yeah.
It doesn't help my back, so no.
Maybe you just need like a spa weekend. You get the hot rocks massage.
See, I'd be bored to death. My personality does not lend itself. Now, I've been dying to go back to Las Vegas.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I am just not going to pay what they're charging these days for shows and stuff like that. $300 and $400 and $500 for a show.
God, yeah.
Everything's gone up. Just hell with it. I'm not doing. There's nobody I want to see that bad.
It's hard too because you've been in this industry for a long time, so I'm sure you haven't paid for a lot of shows over time. And
I have paid for some, and I have not paid for a lot.
Yeah, me too. I just.
But I'm not just out of. I'm just. Not, no one's worth paying $300 to $500. There's nobody I want to see that bad.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I will pay.
I mean, it's a mugging, and I don't know.
I don't even know what a reasonable price is now. $75, I'd pay that, I guess. No,
well, yeah, but those days are gone. I mean, you can't go to a ball game, you can't go to an NBA game, you can't go to anything.
Yeah,
you know, certainly not an NFL game.
Wow, fascinating.
Unless you want to sit in the top of nosebleed.
Yeah.
For $100, and who wants to do that?
Yeah,
really?
You may as well watch it on TV if you're going to sit.
You
that
better way. Watch it on TV.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
no doubt about
it. I don't
it.
Know. You know, it's. I would advise people as getting old is not for sissies. Getting old is difficult because it's not that your mind is going crazy. Mine not. I'm better in that than I've been probably 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But your body starts playing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's your back or you got, you know, everybody's got something, it seems like. And it's hard on you to do some of these things you did without thinking about it. I can remember right now walking around Amsterdam. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for
couldn't
sure.
Couldn't do it today. Couldn't do it.
Mm.
Paris is a lot of walking.
Yeah.
London is a lot of walking because you can't always get a black cab or transportation, and you certainly aren't going to rent a car there.
That's an interesting.
Well, I did rent a car once, but I went out the countryside. But that would be something to do, you know, is rent a car and go out to the countryside. But, you know, I've done that in Paris well. But
you take it for granted a little bit when you're younger, I think.
You don't think about your body, you know, not allowing you to do things.
There are things I would not have done maybe as I was younger. Now that I do get a little bit older, but I refuse now. It's weird because I don't really see it till I get hurt or I get injured or I'm doing something that I love to do and I think, oh my gosh, I just broke my arm.
You know, you see football players that are paying your football players that pay for their NFL career when they get older.
Yeah, it's true. Boxers.
But one of my best toys that I ever purchased for myself. And at the time, I want to say it was $10,000 or $15,000. Was a Wave Runner, Yamaha Wave Runner trailer.
What fun.
And I think all in all, whatever decade that was, I bought that in the 80s or 90s. I don't remember. Maybe late 80s or 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best purchase I ever did.
Oh, they're fun, yeah.
But, I bet my back problem that I'm having right now has something to do with that Wave Runner beating the crap out of me.
Probably.
With those waves out there.
Probably so.
I wouldn't be surprised at all So just remember, whatever you're doing to yourself, you know, these days is going to come back and bite you on the popo later on. Good chance.
You know,
whether it's smoking and you're having a big time smoking, or you're smoking dope or whatever it is you're doing, it's going to come back and bite you on the butt later on. So
fair.
You know, you better try to, you know, give your liver a break, you know, give your lungs a break, give your back a break. Now, if you're listening to me in your 20s and 30s, have a good time, but don't abuse your body, because you can abuse it now, but you will pay later. And who thought? I mean, we were 30 or 40. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about later.
Well, shoot.
I never thought it'd be later. I mean, I never had any clue be this old.
There was a time when you were younger that you thought 50 was ancient, right? I mean, there's no doubt about
it. I go back and look at these interviews that I've done over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And now some of them are like 40 years old or something.
Which is wild. It's wild.
You know, I'm looking at Robin Williams and I talking. Yeah. It doesn't feel that long ago, but some of the early stuff was 85, 86.
Isn't that something?
Something like
For
that.
For some reason, my mind still says the 80s were 20 years ago. I don't go past 2000. I don't know why. In my mind, I go, oh, that wasn't that long ago. But then you go, oh, we got to add 25 years to that. You know,
I mean, the 80s and 90s, I was booked and I was busy and I was flying to California twice a week and running like a madman for 20 years. And then when the 2000s came, I started out slow, but I still kind of did stuff, you know, that first little bit. And then I don't even remember 2010 to 2020. I don't know what was going on then.
Crazy.
But it's just, you know, somewhere in the last 10 years from, what was it, 2015 to now, that's just been weird time. Ozone, you know, crazy, and not doing that much. But when you cram it all in, you know, in the early years, if I had to do it over again, I would do it again, because I was young, I felt great, and that's when I did, you know, a lot of things that people do when they're 65 or 70.
Well, I watched video of you jumping off, I don't know how, I'm going to say it was a 4 or 5 story building.
It was.
Into an airbag.
Into the airbag.
And I was like, I don't think I would do that.
That was in the 80s, so I was 52. I was in my 30s.
That was a stuntman looking thing you did.
It was. Like, it was definitely a stuntman looking thing.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But you do things when you're in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
You know, you're sort of bulletproof. I mean, I never was insane. I never jumped out of airplanes.
That's
like
pretty crazy.
My two other brothers did. But I jump off a building into an airbag.
That's a controlled situation.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I did stuntman stuff a little bit back in those days.
That's
I'd drive the Wave Runner crazy, and I'd jump off bridges into lakes and stuff like that. I did a lot of crazy stuff.
And all that's good. I mean, they're good memories.
And it was fun, and all that could have ended up very badly.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
and you stop doing completely stupid stuff when you become a parent. Most people do.
Yeah.
Not you, but most people do.
Thanks so much. By the way, in the early 2000s, that's when you and I met, which if you think about that, I mean, is it possible that we're going on, you know, what, 18, 19, 20 years?
20 years. That's crazy.
I mean,
it's just, it really is. And it's just, you know, we're not getting, in fact, I went to a funeral today, to be exact.
Yeah.
And you're not, you know, this person lived to be 97,
I think. That's a pretty good run
That's old. But in the last 4 or 5 years were not good.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't know when your number's up, that's for sure, because we've all lost people at younger ages.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
That is true.
But, man, you want to not waste any time.
No, there you go. That's a big deal.
That's what I'm thinking about this summer. I'm still up and around and reasonably moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, my back hurts sometimes and I can't walk, you know, 2 miles right now if I had to without resting a little bit.
Yeah.
But because the back just gets irritated, gets mad at me. But that doesn't mean I can't ride a train somewhere.
Yeah.
Or I can't sit my butt.
That might be fun.
Someplace. It might be. I mean, I'm thinking that the more I think about it, the more that sounds like something I might be able to do on the right train at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, maybe for a week and take that thing, that Amtrak or whatever it is, and ride it.
Yeah, just take, but, you know, it's just, it's with the devil's in the details on those things.
Yeah, true, that's true.
If it's a matter of just sitting there in business class seats like the Amtrak has between Washington and New York, I've done that any number of decades since the 70s, and it's a wonderful way to travel. It really is. Yeah. You get on the train, it goes, it comes, you know, it keeps a good schedule in there. To get on some of these other trains, I've done them as a child, don't remember much about it. You know, I was a kid, so, not thinking about walking. And, but if you got little luggage and you've got stuff
to
and you
drag
got a
around,
to carry your camera and all that, they don't really help you that much, at those things. They can do a little bit, but you got to have a little more of a tighter stuff that you're carrying with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like to wear the same clothes and underwear for days at a time.
Now, see, I do. I like to turn them inside out and just keep on
wearing. Yeah, I know you can. You can. Some people can do that. And I know that Ted listening to me is the same way. We're just that way where we do that all the time.
I heard Ted just changed him once a week, which if you can get away with
Ted's once an hour if he's listening. But, just trying to figure out what you want to do, what you can do. I do want to see. And that's been a commercial for photography. That's been the one thing, because Keith Urban said recently, I don't have any hobbies. I don't play golf. I don't collect stamps. I don't do any of these things.
Yeah.
What I do is I write music and I record. Mm-hmm. So he bought himself a recording studio.
Good for him.
I feel the same way. All I do, I love messing with the social media stuff that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I love having two and three jobs. And I like talking for a living. And I like being on TV that I've been doing now for 50 years. I never thought I'd do it for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
All the things I've done, teach school. I loved all that stuff. But photography is the one thing that's close to a hobby, and I've made money with it too.
Why don't you go online and find a photography tour that you can go on where you?
I don't want to go with a bunch of people, but I would definitely go to a place.
Yeah, okay.
I'd go by myself. To these things. I went on a class that Nikon. It was. I don't think it was cheap. It was. They got me at like 4 o'clock in the morning, picked me up at the hotel.
Wow, that's cool.
And it was. They wanted to have us at the point in the Oahu, that was where the sun would come up.
What were you shooting? Beach stuff, or?
Yeah, well, they're shooting everything, but we're shooting sunrises.
Gotcha.
Sunrise, and then how that golden hour's there in the morning, where the waves were kicking over with the beautiful pink sand and all that kind of stuff. And he taught it. They took us to a waterfall, told us how to do the different exposures. You're learning so much, you can't remember it all.
Would you go back to Hawaii? I want to find you a place to go on vacation.
I really did enjoy Hawaii.
It's beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful.
It's a long way. I might do something. I might
that
do that
be,
again.
I might meet
but
you.
But I am really curious about train travel. If I don't have to do, I would even go a long day on a train, which would be 12, 13, 14 hours, and then go to a hotel.
No, that'd be fun.
And then go out again the next day somehow. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Right.
But photography, the bottom line of that is, it's a great hobby.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful hobby. And, you can do it with your phone, but you can do it with a camera. And if you need some lens, you need to be able to, you're not going to get that close to a bear. You're not going to get that close to an eagle.
Sure.
So you need, a pretty long lens that you can now rent. You can rent those from places and get you a long lens. I have a 600-millimeter lens. That's right. But I want to try out one of these mirrorless cameras. But, yeah, there's some things like that I might want to do.
There you go.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's hard. You don't want to do them by yourself. And you don't want to drag somebody with you that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I mean,
you're on your photographic safari to, to a swamp or to a God knows where you want to go, out west or something. And again, you don't want to go where everybody's already taking pictures of it. That's why I would interest the Alaskan thing would be repetitious, but boy, I love the weather up there. It was cool.
I'll bet you, you're the photographer, but I'll bet you just on what I saw when I was there, there are some opportunities for photography. Beautiful.
There are some opportunities for photography. So, I don't know, but something maybe needs to happen.
Yeah.
Going to the movies, this is actually the first summer, I think, in a very long time, certainly pre-COVID, but even before that, where we've had more than one movie that's worth a toot.
All right. Let me guess one.
The first one is Mission Impossible.
That was what I was
going
to say.
And I don't think everybody has seen it or is going to see it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you need to see it because it's going to run away from the IMAX screen very soon.
Okay.
They're going to lose their IMAX screen maybe in another week. Maybe they got one more week on the IMAX, maybe.
Oh, I better get it
because
done.
Because you've got Superman coming, which looks really good.
It does.
I hope it's good.
You told me about that, and my wife's a huge Superman fan ever since Christopher Reeve back in the day. And so we watched the trailer. It looks really good.
It looks good. They might have, well, they're trying to get a younger audience. They might have had one too many monsters in this one. I think they threw the kitchen sink. Superman's got to do too much. Mm. But, I mean, I think they're monsters and bad guys and Lex Luthor and, you know, and there's a lot going on. But that's the ADD generation that's got to have 5,000 things going on. So there's that. I think it's the Jurassic World, the new dinosaur movie, looks really good.
Okay.
And you need to see that in IMAX, too.
All right.
Because, you know, the special effects have got – did you like the original Jurassic Park?
Oh, yeah. I like that. And I saw the –
the other ones.
I saw the last what's the plane? Top Gun. The last Top Gun movie in a 4D theater. We've talked about this before, but the one that shoots spray.
Feel it and see,
they shoot water in your face.
Yeah.
Not water, but like mist.
Mist.
And you smell things and –
yeah.
That was a good way to see that, although not as big a screen, obviously, as an IMAX. So I would like to see either one of those on the IMAX.
Mission Impossible, you sit halfway back and you go.
Perfect,
but it's just
huh?
People are out of the habit of going to movies.
Yeah.
Particularly adults. And I don't know that young people understand, you know, they've been streaming on their phone for so long.
We have something here called the Lux Theater, and the Lux has leather seats and they're very comfortable, and it's the whole theater has them, not just one seat or one section, the whole theater. You have room to the side and it's a nice experience. So that might be where I'll go see the Mission Impossible.
I mean, it's a long movie, you want to be comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell people, if you haven't been for a while, some of the theaters have changed as far as how they
present. Yeah, I never really had that many. I mean, yeah, my feet would stick on the floor, but I never cared about that.
Yeah,
I just cared if it was a good screen and decent sound system, and I didn't have to hear the movie. If I was going to a romantic comedy and they got the dinosaur movie next door, I didn't want to, or Star Wars, I didn't want to have to hear the next door film.
Yeah, that is
That's
irritating.
One of my big complaints. But I haven't had that happen in a long time. And the IMAX theater, you're going to be the offender, not the offended. So
yeah, those are usually by themselves.
Yeah, they're kind of by themselves. So anyway, those are all good. Now there's a streaming show that I haven't know if you're up. I loved Mobland.
I did not watch that.
The episode 10 just came out this past weekend, and they finished. One of the greatest final episodes of any of these shows.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of them just end on it ended. We ran out of story.
Yeah.
Well, this one ended, and wow, it was really good.
That's
so
a Paramount, right?
Yes.
Or, yeah, okay.
And it's got this Tom Hardy character who's kind of an anti-hero who is really great. And I don't care about Helen Mirren's a great actress.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Whatever the Pierce Brosnan is the leader of the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't crazy about him, but I liked everybody. And you just put on the closed captioning because they got a pretty thick English accent at times. But man, this thing, when it's good, it's really good. And wow, you just go, whoa. And so that'll be 10 episodes. But the 10th episode is worth your ride.
Mobland.
The Bosch series, you know, it's great too.
Oh, I love those.
Bosch Legacy and all that. It's certainly one for the summer for people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The number one show on Netflix right now is something called Sirens.
I have not seen that. My daughter
I've seen
watched
the preview. It.
It
sounds like, yeah.
She said it was great.
It's a dark comedy. It looks like something I may have to try to watch.
Yeah, it does look good, and there's some good people in it. I can't remember who's in it.
Julianne Moore is in it,
that's
Kevin
right.
Bacon.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of unknowns, but they look good. Number one Netflix, I think it's going pretty good.
Since we're throwing stuff around, I watched a series and it just ended, and I was pleasantly surprised at how decent it was. It's called The Neighbor with John Hamm, and it's on Apple TV.
See, I don't have that right now, and I understand there's The Studio.
Oh,
it's supposed to be really
you'll
good.
You'll love that. I just finished that.
Yeah.
You'll love it because you're in the industry and you understand.
Yeah, I hear
what's
that it's risk dislike. It might trigger people's PTSD.
I'm telling you
right
now,
you're in the business.
It is a stressful show to watch.
It's a stressful business to be in.
It's
so,
true. Yeah.
You know all that stuff involving movie studios and things.
Yeah.
So I heard I'm going to have to get Apple Plus here any day
you,
now.
If you haven't had it for a year or so, there's a ton.
In fact, I'm ready to cancel Paramount for a little while.
Yeah.
And even Peacock for a little while because I've milked the cow.
Yeah.
And get Hulu. Get Hulu and Apple Plus for the summer.
Yeah, that Apple's been – it's been – lately they've released, I would say, probably about five things that are five-star. I mean, they're really good, so yeah.
I want to see the morning show thing.
Oh,
I don't think they have a new – I think I've seen all their episodes.
Yeah, that's a fantastic series.
But that's a good series. I think I did see the first – there's another series. It's coming out in the fall.
There's a ton. I mean, Bad Sisters is fantastic. Two seasons.
But before we go,
yeah,
real quick, because we've done a lot of summertime dilly-dallying, a couple of things to watch while you're reading. Number one, you know, I don't know what the deal is between Musk and Trump and what the falling out is.
Somebody's angry.
Yeah, it sounds like Musk is a little bit, you know, off his wheels. I don't know what's going on with that.
So my thought is, and I'm just speculating, so you tell me, my thought is in that bill, the big, beautiful, bang-up babooski of a bill or whatever, in that bill, I've heard that they're removing the credit for people who purchase electric cars.
They are doing that.
And if that's true, which you're saying it is, and I heard it was, then I could see why he might be a bit upset about it, because that's Tesla.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I understood there's a lot of, you know, it's one of those bills like Nancy Pelosi said, well, let's pass it, then we'll read and see what's in it.
Yeah, pork fat.
And I think Rush Limbaugh, if he was being honest and still here, he would call it a porculous bill.
A porculous, yeah. Yeah, I bet it's loaded.
I have
with
the feeling it's a porculous bill.
Okay.
There are things in there that everybody can, I think most, certainly a majority could agree on about immigration. I don't know about the tax breaks for people. That seems to be, you know, they seem to say, well, it's only for rich people. The part about being able to deduct sales tax.
Yeah. And tip tax.
And tips and all that stuff. Special interest, fine.
Right.
I don't know, you know, about that. But I think there are some things that are good. The wall, continuing the wall, it is so expensive to do that. But it brings about another thing. We have to secure our border more.
Yeah, I don't
every
disagree.
Day. Remember this guy this week was an overstay that threw the Molotov cocktails
in Colorado.
Colorado. And a lot of people doing bad things are people who are on overstays. But what I was hoping they wouldn't, I was hoping they would just deal with all those people and get them out of the country, you know, do it quickly and get them out. But if they're going around busting construction sites, which they did this past week in Tallahassee, I don't know that I'm for that. I just don't think anything's going to get built in this country if we go around raid all the construction sites.
I mean, I don't disagree with what you said. I don't disagree, but I think that there are some of those people probably at the construction sites. I mean, just like anywhere. You know, I mean, how did we know this guy was going to – this is his second expired visa, right? He got in trouble with the first one. Then the second one was a work visa or something. Then that expired. And then he starts the whole thing in Boulder or Colorado. That was just a nightmare. And it seems like almost, I don't know, every other story lately has been something like that, right? I mean, it's like
– yeah, you just really – the whole immigration thing is just – you know, it should have never gotten out of control.
You're right.
Like it did.
You're right.
And it did it for a number of reasons. I know it did it. It did it because the bosses in Vegas wanted it because they needed maids and people to clean up the hotels when they expanded into these super hotels.
Yeah, yeah.
They needed people, and they did not have enough people. So they brought in more and more Spanish people from Mexico. And just like the Opryland Hotel, they brought them in from Puerto Rico. But that was easier because they're United States citizens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were just bringing them from everywhere when these hotels need thousands of people, and there just weren't thousands of people that were going to do the jobs. And so that's a big part of why the immigration went crazy. But when it went really crazy, I don't know why they did that. I mean, and Biden was asleep during the last couple of years, but it was going on for a pretty long time.
Yeah, I would think so.
Obama was sending out a lot of people. And I don't know. That whole thing is just weird. But now when you've seen what happened with the Ukrainians, that ought to just scare the bejesus out of everybody.
The
drone thing. The fact that this little country, maybe they got help from Israel and us too, mm-hmm. and showed them how to do it. And with our help, the spies and CIAs, maybe we did it, although we didn't want to get caught doing it.
Yeah.
To take a container 3,000 miles across Russia, a police state, and then park it somewhere near some of their bases and blow up their bombers and other things and airplane hangars. I mean, what's keeping that from going on in this country? How do we know
if
that somebody who hates us, like the cartels or a number of these people, how do we know they're not doing that right now? How do we know that balloon didn't have something to do with that kind of thing that came over the country?
We don't know. And if they did it on their own, right? If we didn't help them and they just did it on their own, that's even more scary. You know, it's even more scary. And you're right about that. We just don't know. I think that's something that the people who lived through 9/11, and maybe some listening did not, but a lot have. I think the people that lived through that, there's one thing I could take away from that I didn't realize. I had never considered an attack like that until that happened.
People hadn't considered an attack like they did on December 7th, 1941. They never thought the Japanese had the ability to come across the ocean on an aircraft carrier.
Right, and launch that.
Attack Hawaii and every ship in the, right there in the row, just like the Russians did, had one-third of their nuclear force, Air Force, destroyed.
So that tells me one thing, that we as people, humans, whatever, we react to something that's already happened to prevent something.
We never thought that a civilian airplane would be flown into a skyscraper.
Never.
Much less with how many planes did it to or whatever it was.
Yeah, there were three. I mean, there was another one that went out.
Yeah, the one that went to the Pentagon, yeah. And then one that went to Grammy. That we would have all these things taken over. We never thought about that. We knew they were hijackers.
Yeah.
But we never planned on something like that.
No.
And we weren't ready. We had no guns. We had no bullets in the guns of the airplanes.
It was all a nightmare.
You know, they were supposed to be protecting us. I mean, it was totally caught with our pants down.
But we learned from something. We learned from it after it happens. I hope so, too.
I hope we did.
But now,
and so now we've got these drones that have shown up
right
in front of Langley Air Force Base in New Jersey. Now we find out that was a government test. A lot of that was a government test.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
But are we trying to put up some drone defensive things already, knowing that this has been part of that war in Ukraine? So do we need a big golden dome, or do we need just technology all over the place to be able to neutralize these drones? So there's that question out there that's really, I mean, it's a big story, and I don't know if it's being treated as big as it is, but it's a big story, and it's got a lot of ramifications for our safety in this country, and particularly when we got a lot of people in this country, we don't know who they are or why they're here.
Right, or what they're capable of.
We saw that in San Diego. You know, they did 60 Minutes stories on these Chinese men of military age walking in across the border in San Diego. And
yeah, what are they doing there?
What were they doing over here?
Right.
How'd they get there? You know, and all that stuff. So we got a lot going on.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Really
and,
do.
And you can be scared to death. I mean, you could think of these things, and I don't disagree. The drone thing has got to be somehow put in check.
And then here's another part of it. Here's another thing to be scared about or concerned. I grew up, I'm Protestant, but I grew up pretty much in a Jewish neighborhood. The Hassans and the Kleinbergs, they all lived around me in London.
Yeah.
They were all, because there was nobody to play with when they had Jewish holidays. I was the lone Gentile out there. You know, they had to stay in the house all day. They couldn't come out.
What a bummer.
So there's so much. Apparently it's growing and growing, this anti-Semitism.
I don't understand it.
I mean, with this hate Jew thing, I didn't see that one coming. I don't know where that comes from.
And they're
saying this idiot that in Boulder saying stuff, you know, and others online and elsewhere saying that October 6th or 7th, whatever day that was over there in Israel where they had the massacre, didn't happen. And just, I mean, what is the problem with these people? You know, and it's not tolerated. There are laws against it, but man, these people, like they killed that idiot that killed the two young people there
in
front of the Jewish Center in Washington, the Molotov cocktails in Boulder. It's, you know, the people, the young people protesting up at Columbia and places like that,
yeah.
you know, that are down with Israel and Jews. And
yeah,
what's that all about?
I don't know.
That confuses me. That's just, I feel like I'm somebody from Star Trek, you know, and I've landed, you know, somewhere in the United States when there were still black and white bathrooms and all that stuff, saying, what's that about?
Right,
you know, and
right.
I was in my very young days when that was going on.
I have to be honest. I mean, I grew up, I had parents and grandparents that, you know, had some inherent racism beliefs. You know, I mean, just the way it was back in the day.
They were anti-Irish. People hated the Irish up in New York City.
Yes.
You know, there was always,
something.
And I think there was in San Francisco, wasn't there some hate the Chinese things?
Oh, yeah, because they had the whole Chinatown thing. They put them in a special area, and that was where they made Chinatown.
I mean, we had racism all the time.
But I don't ever remember growing up, I don't ever remember anything about Jewish people ever being brought up at all. And I don't know where
I think
it came
there
from
was
either.
There were some synagogues that were bombed over the years.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, and I know that they've had, in Nashville even, they've had security open police car security at synagogues, you know, several days a week, if not all the time. And so it's been around, but this, why it's all of a sudden so big,
I don't get it.
The last year or two, why that's tolerated by society at all.
I feel like racism as a whole in my lifetime I just personally have felt like it's become not a thing anymore.
Not as bad. I think the people that are the one that are, I think a lot of people that are the subjects of racism
would argue that.
The past would say it's never enough. It's not enough.
Yeah, yeah. And I get
not
it.
Not everybody.
I get
you know,
it.
Yeah, yeah, but I think it is better.
Yeah.
It's certainly better than it was when I was a kid. That's for sure.
No doubt about it.
But does it have a long way to go? Yeah, it's still
maybe.
Got a long way
yeah,
to go.
Maybe so.
But
that's crazy. I think of all of it. I just think of, and one of the police officers I used to have in from time to time who had a drug dog, a partner that was a canine, and he was a great guy. And he'd bring him in from time to time, and we'd do a fundraiser together when I was doing radio for years and years. He said it the best when they were talking about analyzing crime and criminals and this and that. He said that the cops are colorblind completely. They just see good and bad.
Yeah.
And I wish more people would take that angle on things, including on the Jewish folks.
We've certainly got to do, you know, good and bad, and deal with the bad accordingly.
I agree. We talked about podcast. Yeah,
these bad people that kill cops, and somehow they're still alive at the end of all that. You know, and they're we've got to look really, really hard as a country, as a society, in crime and punishment. There needs to be punishment, consequences. I don't know what happened with the Grizzlies. They say that they got railroaded and there really wasn't $30 million in this and that. So what was that all about?
I don't know that story either.
Was that lawfare or something? I never got into
it.
Yeah,
those are the people that
got
pardoned recently.
The fact that, you know, Trump is using his pen to pardon some people that I have questions about, you know, that doesn't sound kosher sometimes. But
you and I have talked about this before, but I feel really weird about the whole pardon thing.
Yeah.
Is anyone allowed to go stroke of a pen and you killed three people, but you're free to go? I don't understand. That's above the law attitude to me. And I don't, and who you know, right?
No, but sometimes there are people that have been treated wrong.
They're wrongfully accused.
Long
time.
Yeah,
I get it.
Maybe they got way too much sentence based on what the crime
was.
Yeah, maybe so. And people like Jelly Roll, you know, he comes out. Is he going to get pardoned by the governor of Tennessee? Hasn't yet, but he still might.
Yeah.
It's taking a long time for the governor to decide
about
it.
It is, really, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. It's just there's some big decisions to make, you know, with a lot of people. And, you know, and that's a whole back to the theme of getting older. You get older and you think about those things and you worry about those things because you're worried about your grandchildren and you're worried about, you know, people you love that are younger, the innocents. You know, you don't want them growing up with a bunch of jerks that are anti-Jewish. That's stupid. I mean, that's just, I don't want those people anywhere around.
Yeah.
And it's not a matter of you having an opinion. It's like you being a flaming racist. That there's no room for in civilized society for people like that. It really isn't.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're supposed to do with them, but they don't need to be around me, and they don't need to be around anybody. You know, that's just the crazy people. There's just a lot of crazy people out there.
I think that's it. And the other thing I would say is, don't get any older, Jimmy. Just put the brakes on. Just hit the brakes.
I don't feel any older except sometimes. But, you know, it's just when I'm trying to do, when I'm having a trouble trying to figure out, okay, you got all this money, you want to go on a vacation, where do you want to go? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I'll leave you with this story.
Okay, go.
I don't see my grandchildren enough. I see them once a month or something because we don't live near each other. But when I see them, I'll spoil them if I can.
Yeah.
And so my new thing has been, because it was near a birthday or the end of school year or whatever, there's a really nice toy store in Nashville, and it's old fashioned.
Okay.
You know, it's got model trains in it over here and a doll section over here and games and balls and models and all that good. Great toy store.
Yeah.
And my deal is, in one of them's seven, one of them's four. I said, you can have, go in there and you can take anything you want. I don't care. Anything you want.
Wow, that's pretty nice.
They don't know what to do. It's like they don't know what to do. And both of them, at the seven-year-old, I mean, the four-year-old was even more conscientious. He walked down every aisle 10 times. He
really
was analyzing everyone. Look at him. No. I mean, it's that? Like, it's the old story of water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
Wow.
When you're out in the ocean. And there was too much for both of them. They could not figure it out. Now, with help of their, you know, spoiled mother, she said, well, how about this one? Of course, it was $78 truck, so I'm getting screwed. But I was, you know, the low-hanging, they would have picked something cheaper.
Of course.
They couldn't figure it out. They could not.
Yeah.
It just, that blows their mind to be able.
That's cool. I'm going to have to try
anything
that.
Anything you want.
I'm going to have to try that. But
don't
I
do it with your older kids.
I'm going to check the prices
I'll
first.
I'll take the Lamborghini in green and red.
Well, I mean, clearly, I got to have the money for it. No, I can't. Yes. I can't do that.
But I was ready to do whatever they wanted. You know, we're going to do.
Wow. That's wild. I mean, I think I should come visit you and you should try that with me.
Do
I mean, just
you.
The
you
toy store.
Anything you want
just
to eat, Derek. Anything you want to eat.
Beware.
Right.
I didn't get like this because I don't eat.
That's right.
I love it. Well, Jimmy, always a pleasure. Fun to take a little lighter stance today and just enjoy. And so, for people listening right now, help us out. You can email Jimmy at AskJimmyCarter.com. Just go there and you can click through everything.
Go through my YouTube channel if you want to watch something. I've been adding a lot more stuff to it, by the way.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And the way you find it is Ask Jimmy Carter. You put in Google, Ask Jimmy Carter channel.
Okay.
And the word channel seems to be
triggered,
something
huh?
that Ask Jimmy Carter channel YouTube.
Okay, so homework.
Because otherwise you end up with President Carter and all kinds of
stuff. That fills everything. Okay, so there's your homework. Ask Jimmy Carter channel. And then you can find
YouTube.
But watch some of the videos and then click on AskJimmyCarter.com and find his email address. And you can find,
you can find me.
Walker Derek
everything
at
I
gmail.
Have is AskJimmyCarter, Gmail.
They're
and
simple. Simple. And you can do WalkerDerek@gmail.com. That's Derik. And we want suggestions of where Jimmy should go for vacation this summer. How about that? After
where
you
I
watch,
don't have to walk a lot.
Yeah, no walking. Could you ride a Segway?
That's standing up.
If you
it?
Had to think about it, no. You standing up. But you got that thing.
Well, yeah, it's the weight. It's on that disc back there.
Yeah, you got to be sitting down.
Where the problem is, I need to be, like right now, I'm comfortable as I can be.
So you need to go basically in a nice office chair on vacation.
It can even be not a good office chair. Just so I'm sitting my butt down most of the time. And I can do a little walking, a little walking. But like
fair.
Today I did too much, and that was bad. But the good thing is right now it recycles as soon as I sit down.
Excellent. All right. So if you have suggestions, hit us up online. Until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.